Welcome back to Was She Murdered? The unrooting of a mystery in my family tree. For those who are new, thanks for joining us. You might want to pause here and start with the trailer. Those who came back, a huge thank you. Let's continue the story. 16 days after Veronica's death, a new chapter in this mystery begins. On the 28th of July, Josephine simply dropped off the face of the earth. Her mother claims, like Veronica, she knew too much. Adelaide feared Josephine was kidnapped by a band of Italian bootleggers connected to a gang in New York City. A month after her disappearance, a letter from Josephine made its way to Adelaide, although it is unclear how she received it. One article states a short time after Veronica's death, a messenger delivered a telegram to a nearby garage called Benjamin's. When there was no answer at the 1414 North Street apartment, it was reported the messenger had given it to an unknown person at the garage. The article goes on to state, it never made it to the intended recipient. Was this the telegram taking it a month to make it to Adelaide's hands? Regardless of how Adelaide received it, Josephine expressed fear for her life, stating she was going to Quebec. An excerpt of her letter is as follows.
I am going crazy in this house, and if you find me it will be dead. This party is going to give me poison, and if I get caught as I say, I will be dead. I am sorry to go, but please do not waste your time trying to get me. He is terrible. Do not tell him I have told you this, for he will kill me too. He has committed more than one murder in his life. As I say, I am sorry to go, but I must keep still about the case going on because Andy is desperate. But get him. I cannot help now where I am going, for I think he has a place there. He thinks I care for him, and he will trust me. I shall have my protection. Do not make trouble for me, as you know I can take care of myself. Tell Matt to come home, you will need him in the near future. Goodbye, with love. I love you, but as I say, I must go. Josie.
Andy, the man of many names. He was eventually identified, arrested, and charged with abducting Josephine. Arnold Coleman was thought to be his legal name, alias Andy Coleman, Andy Colma, Andy or John Calamarino, and Andy Comal. He pled not guilty when arraigned the 5th of September, 1924, and demanded an examination, which was granted, set for the 13th of September. Justice Burr Cameron fixed bail at $5,000, on which he was released on a bail bond. District Attorney Urban Lyons stated he ordered the arrest of Andy because he felt he knew something about the disappearance of the girl and there was someone to aid him. But after questioning with Chief of Police Daniel Frutiger, they had been unable to gain a single admission. Veer Multer and Robert Brink appeared on Andy's behalf, denying he knew anything about Josephine. Mr. Multer and Mr. Brink were lawyers. Other articles, containing their names, suggest they mainly dealt with clients that have charges surrounding the Volstead Act, laws established during the Prohibition. Defending Andy in a kidnapping case was not their typical type of cases, and they seemed to come together as a team for Andy's defense, suggesting Urban Lyons' thoughts of what Andy knew of Josephine were more likely correct. This also suggests that Adelaide may have been correct, stating Veronica's death was contributed to by a gang of bootleggers, along with Josephine's disappearance. In the next episode, find out of the fate of Josephine, and who Andy is connected to. Don't forget to check out our videos of this podcast on YouTube. Search for Digging Up Roots, and hit subscribe to be updated when new videos are released. Thanks for joining this journey. We'll be seeing you soon.